All right.
Yo!
Coming to you live from Philly, it's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony, we've been making news again.
Yep.
Because, you know, we're the only show with the balls to predict that the Eagles are still going to win the Super Bowl.
They are.
And, you know, you just look at the stats, you see it's going to happen. Anyway, we got coming on the show today. It's a historic show for us, Tony, because
yeah,
we've had a beef
deal
with this guy for a long time. So-called established Philly radio host.
Yeah, quote-unquote. Yeah,
because he's been doing the show for 20 years there. You know, we've been doing it for 20, even longer, you know, if you count middle school.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike Missinelli from, where's he on air right now? Oh, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, that's where he is this week.
Yep.
You know, and Miss Sinelli's been ducking us, never wants to come on the show, but
nope.
Suddenly, now that we have a number one international podcast, changed his mind, who wants to come on the show.
You know, by the way, talking about our huge numbers and our huge reach, you know, we had a discussion the other day with a potential advertiser, you know, maybe you've heard of it, a little company called Subway. Anyway, you know, I call up there and I say, hey, you know, we got this great opportunity for you to have ad space on our new show. And the first question that comes out of this guy's mouth, this idiot, Tony, you know what he asked me?
What?
He said, what's your target demographic?
What?
Exactly. It's what I said. I said, we target everybody. Why would you not target everybody?
Makes
I mean,
no
don't
sense.
You know how this business works? This is broadcasting. You know, what happens at Subway if an old person walks through the door and says, I want a sandwich? Do you say, sorry, we don't target you?
I mean,
disrespectful to the greatest generation, if you ask me.
And what about Target? You know, there's a company called Target. It's a store. I went in there the other day. I saw a teenager. I saw a 76-year-old fat guy. And I saw a skinny guy. You know, I mean,
Target targets everybody.
Yeah, target everybody.
Great point, Tony. Well, on that note, if there's one company you won't be hearing from on this show, it's Subway. Sorry,
yeah.
they struck out there.
Fuck out of here.
Learn the business, people. Anyway, getting to the show, before we get to Mike Missinelli there, our most popular segment where we tell you everything we got right. Because as usual, we get nothing wrong on this show.
Nope.
So here we go. It's where Paulie and Tony were right.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Well, the big news today, and we've been saying it all along, people.
Yep.
The Eagles finally announced that Jalen Hurts will start instead of Carson Wentz. And people. We've been telling you this for years.
Day one.
All you got to do is look at this guy's Wikipedia. He won a championship at Alabama. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What more do you need to know? And frankly, Dougie P should have made this decision months ago, but as we know with Dougie P, he's a terrible decision maker. We told you this at the beginning of the season, people, when he became the first NFL coach to come down with COVID. And we said, that's because he's terrible at defense, game planning, strategy. I mean, go back, listen to the tapes. We said it. I mean, those tapes, admittedly, they sound like shit because our producer, Jay, didn't know what he was doing at the time.
But the content.
But our content was spot on as usual. And what do you know? To this day, he's the only coach to get COVID.
Yeah, and as the saying goes, your best defense is a good immune offensive system. But I digest.
Well said, Tony. Well said.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Another place we were dead on right, Tony, we said when Saquon Barkley, you know, Giants running back, got injured, we said,
smart.
This is smart for him, smart for the Giants, because, you know, he was a terrible player and they'd get better without him. Well, sure enough, they did. Now you look at Daniel Jones, their quarterback goes down, they get even better. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants start following the strategy we're giving them here. You know, they take guys like Golden Tate, Devonta Freeman, and, you know, just galooly them right out of there. You know, club them, get them out of there, and get even better.
Yeah, and remember, I always used to say, if the Giants just injured Eli Manning, they would have won 5 or 6 more Super Bowls.
Oh, at the minimum, Tony.
Yeah.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Look, people, we're not trying to brag here, but yeah, we were right again when we said the Bears were dumb to bench Nick Foles for Trubisky because, look, they go back to Trubisky here and they go down the shitter. Here they lose to the shittiest team in the history of time, the Lions, and they do it for the second time this year. You know, Foles is clearly the centerpiece of this Bears organization, and they take him out. I mean, what does this remind you of, Tony?
This reminds me of Star Wars Phantom Menace, which was by far the best Star Wars. And the reason it was the best was because of Jar Jar Binks. He was the heart and soul of that movie, and also the funny bone. Then suddenly, they take out Jar Jar in the next one, and it sucked. And all the rest of them sucked. So basically, the Bears benching Nick Foles was the same as when George Lucas benched Jar Jar Binks, heart and soul of the franchise.
You know, Tony, I haven't seen any of the new Star Wars, but, you know, I'll take your word for it. I mean, yeah. That sounded like it made a lot of sense to me, and I'm sure all the people out there.
Thank you.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
All right, finally, a little basketball here. The Lakers, they signed LeBron and AD to huge deals. Now, you know, a
huge
lot of
mistake.
People out there think, yeah, well, you know, a lot of people out there thinking that's a smart move.
No. Nope.
But that's because they're not thinking about the future. They're thinking about the now. You know, that's the problem with this generation, is they want everything now. They don't have the patience to wait.
Yeah.
Like the Sixers do.
Tell them about the other night at Ruby Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, the other night. We go to Ruby Tuesdays, Tony and I, for a nice indoor restaurant meal.
Yeah.
We're sitting at our table enjoying ourselves, taking our time. And then the manager, this 20-year-old punk, he comes up to us and he says, hey, you've been at the table for 3.5 hours now. We need you to leave right now.
Yeah.
And we said...
And I told him...
What did we say, Tony?
You need to lick my balls right now.
Yeah. And well, we finished our meal in the parking lot. But the point is that, you know, hey, people, come on, take time. Wait. Not everything has to be so now with your TikToks.
Enjoy yourselves.
See, that was a good segment there, Tony. A segment that can be enjoyed by everybody.
Yeah.
But we got to move on because I'm getting the signal from our producer, Jay. Looks like our guest. I thought he'd duck us again. Guess not. Here he is. Let's get him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Okay, people. Let's see if he's really on the line here. Our guest is on air weekdays on ESPN affiliate 97.5 The Fanatic, 2 p.m., 6 p.m. drive time. Hey, they just extended his deal, which is, you know, a potential big mistake by them. On Twitter, he's at MikeMiss25. Some people say he's the voice of Philly radio. You know, those people are idiots anyway.
Anything.
Let's get him in here. Mike Missinelli, it's about time.
Paulie and Tony.
Hey.
What's going on?
You know, we can't believe you had the balls to show up here. Why have you been ducking us all these years, not coming on our show?
You know, I don't duck anybody. I mean, I played a softball game against a mob boss in Philadelphia. So you guys are least in my worries. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get it.
Oh, all right. I like your attitude.
Okay.
Well, you know, let's throw it back at you. Why you never invite us on your show?
Well, what do you bring to the table? My question.
Only huge ratings. Maybe that's
huge
what you're
ratings.
Of.
Internationally renowned podcast.
Ratings would be so big.
Might have a little inflated self worth at this point for my show. My show goes through rigorous tests to see if you can meet standards. So
yeah, well, so does this show. And frankly, this is your test. So we'll see if you pass. Anyway, we'll say this in all fairness. You know what we do like about you? You're not a homer.
Mm-hmm.
You're like us. You're fair, balanced, you know, Fox News style.
I am.
You think there are too many homers in Philly radio?
Yes, I do. Especially people that actually get a paycheck from the team and then are paid to comment on the team. Now, when you get a paycheck, I mean, come on. Like, am I supposed to believe that you're objective? It's always rankled me.
Well, you know,
I don't care. I've gone through my whole career not caring if people like me or not. So
yeah, good for you.
Well done.
And it usually works for me. So when the Eagles or another team starts paying my salary, I'm all in. Now, they would send me a check.
Well, frankly, the Eagles organization has made many overtures to pay us.
Uh-huh.
But no, we don't do that. Yeah. We have journalistic integrity.
Yeah.
You know, before we get into the team and their Super Bowl chances right now, you have a bit of an unusual background. You know, you went to law school. Now you're working in sports radio. Why the fuck you need to go to law school to do this?
Well, before I got sports talk radio, I was actually a legitimate journalist, writer for The Inquirer. And so my goal was to be a libel lawyer to defend the Inquirer and all these lawsuits that people were filing against them. And when I graduated law school, I passed the bar, believe it or not, shockingly, the first time. They asked me if I put my law career on hold to cover college basketball. And the only reason I stayed in it, this is a true story. The first assignment was to cover the Maui Classic. Great. And so I go, yeah, a trip to Hawaii. They said, just go out there for about 10 to 14 days and you covered a tour. Villanova was playing out there or something. I go, okay. Meanwhile, I got all these buddies who are getting out of law school and they're working like 14 hours a day. I go, okay, I'll just do this for a year.
Smart.
Yeah, but I keep it active. I keep the license active like an idiot. And I got to do all these classes all year to keep it. The way I figured, you never know when I'm going to get into trouble. And I can, you know, I can represent myself.
You know, that's a good point. I'm going to have to take down your number after the show, just, you know, in case we need you.
Yeah, I'll give you a reference. You guys look like you troublemakers.
We just tell it how it is.
Might have a RICO or two coming down the pike, you know? You never know.
We do live in Philly, you know? That's, you never know.
Exactly.
By the way, just want to ask you some quick business, you know, since we're both professionals. What would you say your target demographic is there?
The target demographic at our radio station?
Yeah, your show. What's your target demo?
Is 25 to 54 male audience.
Oh, big mistake. See, that's why you're losing.
Yep.
You know who we target?
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. Enough bullshitting around here. All right. Let's talk Eagles. Big news today. Jalen Hurts, the starter now Sunday, not Carson Wentz.
Smart.
We've been saying it from the beginning. Hurts should have been the starter all along. We think this is the move that takes the Eagles to a Super Bowl win. Come on, don't you agree?
That's the last thing I've said. Jalen Hurts, for reasons that are unclear to me, was selected by the Eagles. I still haven't been able to figure it out. I actually gave them credit at first that it was this diabolical plot that they actually looked at Jalen Hurts, as he was the nouveau quarterback that everybody seems to want to find these days. And they actually had a plan. But as it turns out, they didn't have any plan at all, because to replace Carson Wentz next year, they still have to absorb a $35 million cap hit. I don't know anybody with half a brain who would then take Jalen Hurts.
Oh!
With the second pick in the draft.
How about people with two brains?
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
He's a winner. He won a championship at Alabama. He's a winner.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz still hasn't won a championship yet.
Yeah, there's a big leap from... See, here's the thing I always say to people. How come if he was so great, why wasn't he a first-round pick?
Mitchell Trubisky
was taken in the first round. Mitchell Trubisky. Jalen Hurts was rated as a second-round pick.
By you.
You know, Brett Favre was a second-round pick, too, by the Falcons. So, you know, there you go.
Good point, Tony.
If he turns into Brett Favre, then, you know, a salute, as we say, as you guys know, as being Italians.
Yep.
What I'm saying here is that, you know, the Hurts situation, the Philadelphia fans are great, and you guys are probably the same. Like, you always overvalue with a little sample size.
Let's just look at the history.
Oh my God, look at this guy.
Let's look at the history. 2017, Wentz goes out. What happens? Nick Foles comes in. They go to the Super Bowl. And then the last time Wentz went out, he got injured. Foles comes in, takes him to the playoffs. I'm just saying.
Pretty big sample size there.
Well, regarding Foles, I think you'll see many years from now, he'll appear as an advertisement for hell. Because he obviously made a deal with the devil.
You're the one who somehow ambled on to Philly radio. You probably have the devil's number in your phone.
We mean the devil on good terms. But
You're a lawyer. Who knows? I don't know.
I know about Foles.
You know, can we move on?
Let's move on, Paulie.
All right, move on. Come on, move on. Give me some substance. I'm on the show. Wait for some substance here.
Oh, all right. Laying down a challenge here. Well, here, let me throw this at you. Let's talk about our little coach there, Dougie P, who was a little late to the game making this decision. Mm-hmm. We've been saying he's a terrible decision maker. He's too slow. And you know when we saw that early in the season when he became the first coach to get COVID? Don't you agree that if Dougie P can't game plan for COVID, how can he game plan for anything?
I've never really heard it put quite that way.
What? Too much substance for you?
How's he going to game plan for Washington's defense or the Giants' defense?
There were a lot of other people that couldn't plan for COVID either. So I would love to agree with you. See, this is the thing. You just threw that at me, and I would love to say, you guys are right, and I just can't get there with that.
Don't worry, common problem here. You know, sometimes our takes are a little too cerebral for people.
Sometimes people have to listen for a while.
But it's good you're admitting your mental limitations.
I tried hard. I pondered it, but...
But, you know, we already know that you're actually a poor decision maker, right? Because in 2012... Admit it. You were one of the fools who ran Andy Reid out of town.
Unbelievable.
You know, we were the ones saying he should stay. He's going to win a Super Bowl. Would you like to come out now and apologize to Eagles fans for that?
You mean when they were 4-12?
You know, you're the one who bailed on them. You explain to me.
I'll bail on Jesus H. Christ if he was 4-12.
Oh.
4-12.
Come to think of it, maybe you really are friends with the devil.
Come on, Jesus couldn't keep a job with 4-12.
I don't know. I think Jesus would make a great coach.
I think Jesus would get aggressive, call a lot of blitzes.
He's the Prince of Peace. He would never blitz.
All right, what's going on here? You're turning this into a theology school. Now, come on, back to the topic. It's, Andy Reid and how you fucked that up for everybody. Come on.
Hey, listen, Andy Reid is now a saint. I get it. He's now, Mr.
No, he's
popular.
A chief. He's the Chiefs coach.
Saint-like. He changed his views about offensive football by actually getting skilled players. And when he was here, he was crapping around with Pinkston and Thrash until we had to tell him that he had to upgrade.
Oh, come on. Get over yourself.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, Fuscos, but here's the thing.
It's Fusco,
years,
but, you know,
he was
you know
the only
it's not
coach,
like you're in the journalism business
the
or anything.
Only coach allowed to coach that long without winning anything. Did you guys know that? There was only one other stank who was allowed to coach longer than that.
Who?
Not winning. Jeff Fisher.
Oh, come on.
You're comparing Andy Reid to Jeff Fisher.
Oh,
no.
This guy.
I'm saying there were two guys. What I'm saying is if a guy doesn't win in a certain amount of time, they zip him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Haven't you ever had a bad show? You've been on air for 20 years. You've done tons of bad shows.
I have.
You should have been off the air years ago.
Ever had a bad show.
Oh, well, guess what? You just had one right here.
Yeah.
Because guess what? We're kicking you off this
you're
show.
Off the show.
Goodbye.
You're off.
You'll learn your lesson. You insult Andy Reid and Jesus Christ. They're the same in our eyes.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Get him off the line.
You know, no wonder Andy Reid won't come back to Philly. He doesn't want to deal with schmoes like that.
Yeah. I mean, who would? But listen, Andy, we know you listen to the show.
Yeah,
we
apologize.
Yeah,
and,
we apologize.
And, you know, Mike Missinelli probably needs to apologize. That was his first chance to reach a knowledgeable Philly sports audience.
Yeah.
And he blew it.
Yeah, that a whole target of everybody.
Exactly. All right, anyway, you know, we can't let that get to us because, as always, we got business to do at this point in the show. And,
yep.
You know, we're going to do an ad for a very notable company, big in the area of business systems. That's why we're going to do an ad right now for ZipRecruiter. You know, people, you know, when you're running a business like Tony and I do, you know, we run a very successful car stereo business.
Yeah.
You got to find the right people. And we also had to do this for this podcast. You know, when we found our producer, Jay, we found him on ZipRecruiter. Went through all the resumes and, you know, he was the least shitty out of all the shitty people that applied.
Yeah.
And, you know, we recently had a good experience with our own business, right, Tony? Tell him.
Yeah. So we wanted to hire a receptionist for our very lucrative business, Paulie and Tony's Car Stereo. And ZipRecruiter lets you contour the ads however you want. For us, I put, men need not apply.
You should have seen the talented candidates that ZipRecruiter had walking through our door.
Talented. Sophisticated. Smart. Paulie.
Dare I say, voluptuous.
And in walks Abalonia, like a vision from Mount Olympus in Italy. And when she walked in, I said, oh, Maron, what have we here? But I had to keep it professional. And that's why we didn't fuck until the third interview.
What a beautiful story, Tony. And what a beautiful testimony to the power of ZipRecruiter. Now, in full disclosure, we didn't wind up hiring anyone for that position due to unforeseen budget constraints. But hey, Tony and Abalonia are clearly a match made in ZipRecruiter heaven. ZipRecruiter. Go online now enter the promo code Paulie and Tony, number one podcast, and they'll give you 1.3% off your first month. ZipRecruiter.
What a great ad read.
All right. Well, we're running low on time, but you know, the people, they love our predictions. You know, they love us making money for them. So, Tony, you ready? We're going to give each our 100% lock pick for the NFL. You ready?
Let's do it. My 100% lock pick of the week are the Minnesota Vikings over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, Tom Brady, as you know, is an elderly person, and he's coming off a bye week. And for our older listeners, they know that when your body isn't in motion or at work, it gets all stiff, it tightens up, then you can't move. You know, my Aunt Marie told me her boyfriend Nunzio has to have sex every day, otherwise his whole body starts to ache, and then he doesn't fuck good. So, you know, it's the same with Tom Brady, except he won't pass as good. So I'm taking the Vikings to destroy the Bucks, 38-17.
My 100% lock pick, I'm actually going to go with the Jets to beat the Seahawks. I mean, the Seahawks, they got to be suffering from PTSD after that loss to the Giants. I mean, you know, in other countries, that would be grounds for honor suicide. I mean, that's embarrassing, you know. They're going to be having nightmares about it all week. I mean, you know, losing to the Giants, I mean, that's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to a person, you know, if you don't count Jeffrey Toobin. You know, side note here, I don't know how that guy's going to show his face or his cock in public anymore. Anyway, I got the Jets winning. No, I can't take the Jets. What the fuck am I talking about? All right, I'll go Seahawks. Seahawks 26-12. All right, well, that wraps up predictions, and that wraps up the show. We're definitely not going to thank Mike Missanelli.
No, are you kidding me?
I think, you know, talk about embarrassment. I think that guy's just going to take himself off the air, end his career after what happened on the show here today.
Yep.
He just got totally schooled
yep.
in radio broadcasting.
That's how it's done, Missanelli.
Yeah. And to you people in our audience, which includes everybody.
Everybody's our target.
Everybody's welcome. We don't discriminate.
Yep.
Remember, subscribe. Go hit that button. Rate and review the show. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Look up The Fusco Show. All right. As always, good work, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
Yeah, there we go. All right. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.